The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. For the past 2 days since that news of school shooting that happened in Uvalde, Texas, broke out, it's just so hard to concentrate on doing other things. I just returned from a pilgrimage in Medjugorje last night, and so I'm still a little bit jet-lagged. But even during the flight, and I was looking at the gospel and preparing for the homily today and tomorrow and a funeral tomorrow, I just didn't have the concentration to do it. And then I reread again the gospel today, and the last sentence in the gospel spoke to me. "Amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." I think there is that collective grieving right now that is happening across the nation with what happened there. It's just so horrific. Children, and I was looking at the pictures of the children, and of course, even of adults, and it's just, does it make sense? With a country so advanced, so sophisticated in so many things, it's just so hard to fathom that this continues to happen in our land. But I'm not a politician, thanks be to God.
It came out bad. And I'm not proposing here anything, policies of all of that, because I am not an expert on that. I'm a priest, and for me, it's all about looking at what does God wants to communicate to us in situations like this? You know, what does the Lord wants to communicate to us? First, personally, to me, as I was reflecting the gospel, is that though we are grieving, but we grieve with hope. We grieve with hope. You know, the immediate reaction was just of anger, upset, whatever unidentified feelings. You know, when I saw that once again, after several days of having that experience of peace in Medjugorje, it really robbed me of the peace. And there is just one afternoon there in Medjugorje that, because I heard confession every single day. It's amazing though there. It's like the confession capital of the world. There were probably around 50 priests or 100 priests every single day hearing confessions for hundreds of people. But I couldn't even concentrate on the confessional because it's just the faces of the children, of the parents, you know, mourning, distraught, was just so prominent in my mind. But there again, I felt God's reassurance of his closeness to us. And when I ask, Lord, why these things happen? You know, I know we have the free will and all of those things, so the Lord allows these things to happen, though He doesn't will it for us to do it. But still, you know, our humanity grapples with, it's just the brutality of the situation. But there again, I find myself asking, in the words of St. Peter, you know, where else shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. It's senseless to us right now, but we keep the hope. We keep the faith. We pray. And there's power in prayer. Don't get tired for praying, or don't get tired in praying. Don't give up and just don't throw the towel and say, this is already too much. It's too much. I don't know if I'm even making sense. I prepared a homily today, but it's just so heavy in my heart, those things that are happening. Eternal rest grant unto the souls of those who died in that shooting, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.